New anchor, huh? Okay, I'll bite. Good morning, Joel Calm here. I guess you can call this a bedcast because I'm laying in bed trying this for the first time. Don't go get any crazy pictures in your mind or weird ideas. Just decided to finally pick up the new anchor and give this a try because I am old school radio. I was a DJ at the University of Illinois back in 84. It was WPGU Rock 107, Urbana-Champaign's classic rock. And it was great fun being behind the microphone for the first time, but I gotta tell you, it wasn't as fun as you'd think it would be. There's something that's been romanticized about being a radio DJ, but after I got over the initial thrill over it, it was actually kind of boring because you sat in a studio by yourself, and this was when they began instituting playlists. You know, once upon a time, a DJ would be a creative force of their own. They'd go into the DJ booth and start pulling out records of songs that they wanted to play. But then, like everything, radio becomes commercialized, and research and demographics begin playing a more important role, and they determine this is what our listeners want to hear, and DJs became less and less free to express who they were. And I did this at WPGU for almost 2 years, and I remember on my last day completely scrapping the playlist and playing exactly what I wanted. And it was liberating, and it was fun. And of course, being a radio DJ then led to being a nightclub DJ, which was a lot more fun because you did get to choose all the music that you played. And I was a DJ in Dallas in 1986 in the nightclubs, and that was great fun. And then I discovered that you can make a lot more money as a DJ being your own boss and having a mobile DJ business. More about that in a second. Yep, DJing. My first entrepreneurial venture came as a mobile DJ, and I remember a friend of mine that was working in the nightclubs told me that he did wedding receptions and class reunions and other parties, you know, bar mitzvahs, and was making upwards of $50 to $100 an hour. And I thought, well, I could do that. And one of them said, hey, can you do this party for me because I'm double booked? And they provided me with the, or they said you needed to get equipment. And so that's exactly what I did. I found a friend who rented me some equipment, and that one led to another one, which led to another one, and I decided to buy my own gear and go out and get gigs. And what I did is I went to the local apartment complexes in Dallas area, the whole Metroplex. Lots of apartment complexes in the late 80s, and so there was a lot of yuppies moving, single, upwardly mobile people, and I suggested to the apartment complexes, their management team, that they throw a pool party for their residents on a weekend, a Saturday usually, and that I would come out for a few hours, set up my speakers, play music, and do party games with them poolside. And they bought into it, and I began making, $250 for 3 hours of poolside. Now, remember, this is back in the late 80s, and that was a lot of money for me at that time. And that led to referrals and introductions, and I ended up doing a lot of wedding receptions. I probably DJed a couple hundred or so parties overall and made a good living supplementing my income. It was my first entrepreneurial venture, and it was great fun. And so here we are again. I'm already a fan of broadcasting, and I'm doing quite a bit of it online. What are my thoughts on the new anchor? Well, let's talk about what it was, and then what it is now, and what it could be. And so here we are, back to trying Anchor. I used it when it first came out over a year ago, and my archives are still online. I'm not sure if they're available and accessible to everybody. I know I can go download mine. But when I first tried Anchor, I really liked the idea of the short format podcast, the mini pod. And I did a number of what I call Anchor Minutes, put a little background music on and spoke for 60 seconds. It was a quick listen. You know, do people want to listen longer? Well, it turns out, you know, when I go live for 45 or 60 minutes on Facebook or on Periscope, people watch. Some tune in, some tune out, but there's those that will stick around for the whole broadcast. And being an old radio guy and having a face for radio, this is actually a really good fit for me. So depending upon your feedback, I might have a lot to say here. So what do you think? Please do comment and let me know if you'd like to hear me using Anchor more regularly and more creatively. This is just an initial dabble with it, just to kind of get the feel for some of the functionality. I'm still not sure on everything that it does. I do see there's an interview function on it, and I'm not sure how the interlude and the background music works exactly, but I'm getting to try. Should I? Let me know, and have a great Saturday. Got a lot going on today, and maybe I'll report back on the shenanigans of the day. All right, do good stuff.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.